Welcome to a very special Christmas edition of the Music Man Project podcast. It's fair to say that 2020 did not go as planned. It started well with a memorable trip to the Philippines, our fifth international expedition in as many years. I was also personally honoured to publish my Churchill Fellowship report following a rewarding research trip to New York in November 2019. We also took our service to Wales and even launched the Music Man Project in Strawberry Field, Liverpool. Following 6 months of hard work, we officially became a registered charity in February. We looked forward to performances at the House of Commons, Birmingham's NEC, a special presentation to Camelot, and the first concert of our Music is Magic on Broadway preview tour. Everything was coming together for yet another spectacular year in our history, 2 decades after it all began. But then the restrictions put in place to tackle the COVID-19 pandemic brought everything to a standstill. I've been immensely proud to witness how our community has adapted to the challenges presented by lockdown. In fact, our music has actually reached thousands more people through all the Zoom rehearsals, the Facebook sessions, the YouTube videos, the virtual concerts, the video calls, the blogs, the doorstep visits, and of course, this podcast. Thanks to the National Lottery and government funding, we were able to deliver £6,000 worth of musical instruments for isolated families to play at home. Some regions managed to return to in-person teaching with all those rules and regulations that entailed. I thank everyone who made this possible and congratulate the students who coped so well and kept smiling. But at this time, we think of those members of our musical family who did not make it back to our classes, those who have been in isolation for almost a year, those who do not have the means or the support to access the internet. They must feel totally abandoned. We do not yet know the long-term impact on their health and well-being, but we will need to show patience and understanding when they do finally integrate back into society. I ask that we all make that extra effort to contact these students in any way possible and wish them a happy Christmas. It's so important that we don't forget them. The original Southend Saturday Music School was the forerunner for the Music Man Project we know today. And this, of course, has been closed since March. Now, I especially miss the children, but it has been wonderful to work with them at Glenwood School and at Kingsdown School. And we have been working with the children at that wonderful school on a Christmas CD. And we're going to tell you all about it in a special interview I recorded earlier on today. Well, I'm delighted to welcome to this very special episode of the Music Man Project podcast, Lisa Stroud, who is deputy head teacher at Kingsdown Special School, and Sophie Harris, who is a class teacher and the music and drama coordinator. And I've been working very closely with the two of them with this Kingsdown Christmas CD, which is just fantastic. So welcome, Lisa and Sophie.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Hi.
Hi.
Well, thank you very much for being guests on this Christmas special. You might not be aware, but we've done, I think, about 14 episodes during lockdown of the podcast. And it's been really nice for families associated with the Music Man Project, which will include some of your children at your school, for them to sort of keep in contact with what we've been doing and with each other. And we had sort of stopped it because we'd gone back to teaching a bit. But now it's Christmas. And there's the tier 4 lockdown and everything happening. I thought it'd be really nice to do another podcast which has got a really nice Christmassy feel. And I could think of nothing better than the Kingsdown School CD. So, Lisa, can you tell me what it is and, you know, how you came up with the idea? Because I think it was you that first mentioned this, didn't it? Wasn't it?
Yes, of course, yes. Well, traditionally in schools, Christmas is a really special time. It's a time when there's lots of energy, lots of enthusiasm, lots of joy. But of course, this year with the coronavirus pandemic, Christmas was going to be very, very different. And that caused us a lot of concern, not just for our children, but also for our children's families, who often come in and see a big Christmas performance, and we really didn't want them to miss out on it all. So we thought, how can we get around it this year at Kingsdown School? As you know, our classes are in bubbles, which means that there's very little interaction between the staff and the children to obviously keep them safe. So it was a huge barrier that we had to overcome, because lots of our Christmas activities involve everyone getting together and celebrating with each other. So we had the idea of using music, which is a real strength at our school, to engage all of the children and help them participate in their own way, make a Christmas Kingsdown CD, which all of them can get involved in, and then share that with our parents so that they can get involved as well and see that Christmas hasn't been cancelled at Kingsdown. We're still carrying on as well as we can. And just gives the parents as well a little bit of reassurance that their children are happy and they're safe and they're enjoying learning still.
Brilliant. Yes. But I remember when you first mentioned it, you sort of said, wouldn't it be great to do a Christmas CD? And I remember thinking, yes, it would be great. But gosh, there are a lot of things to have to organise and put together. I think the result was absolutely fantastic. Sophie, so how did you fit in with all this? Because you're our music coordinator. You're the person that Jenny and myself at the Music Man Project, we always go to when we need to know what's going on and what we need to do at school. So, you know, how did you help coordinate all that?
Yeah, so when we decided we were going to do this, it was just before October half term, wasn't it? So, which seemed like a long time ago now, and at the time seemed like a long time before Christmas. But obviously we had to organise in time, because obviously you were kindly editing it all for us.
Yes.
So we needed that time for editing and then for the CDs to be made to get out. So kind of, you know, letting all the teachers know what the plan was, kind of the ideas on what music they wanted to choose, what songs, getting it all planned in action, and then a timetable so that we could make sure that everybody had time with you and Jenny, yourself and Jenny, to be able to practice in a safe way while we're in school, you know, social distance and all things like that. And yeah, and then we kind of, after October, we went straight in, didn't we, into the rehearsals and the singing. And it just seemed to work really well. I think everyone really kind of adapted to that to make the CD, to get it to work for each of their classes.
No, absolutely. And you touched upon some of the challenges there, because it would be hard enough, wouldn't it, to put a CD together anyway, you know, particularly with some of the nature of our children at the school. But when you add on COVID-19, how did that sort of add to the complications for you as a school?
Yeah, so obviously we were, because like Lisa really said, we're in class bubbles, so there's two classes to a bubble. And we obviously had to think about, because up to that point, you and Jenny were doing music sessions over Teams, weren't you? And that was working really well, which was working really well. We adapted that great. I think the children really dealt really well with that, considering how much they love music with you and Jenny in school. But obviously for this, we felt that we needed to have it more. We needed to have you in person so that they could really understand and learn what they were doing. So we had to think about, and so we had like a large enough area so that we could all be distanced and safe. And obviously the PPE equipment we had, and that everyone had in the timetable, everyone had the correct time, so everyone could access their rehearsal space. We did have to do a lot of, jigging around, but, I think it, once we kind of went going with it, it just went really well.
Yes. Jenny was better at this than me, but I always had to stop myself, you know, going within the distance and making sure that I didn't go too close and make sure I remembered the mask and all that, because it's so easy when your enthusiasm about the music is so strong that it's so easy to forget, isn't it? But no, I think the school did a great job at making sure people followed all the rules and were very safe, and it was great. So Lisa, what did you feel then when you started hearing some of these tracks? Because I think, you know, I think I set lots to Sophie at first, and then you heard them, you know, near the end, the completed versions. What was your reaction?
Yeah, it was amazing. Obviously, when we first had the conversation, it was just an idea, and I didn't feel that we could really take it forward and make it as successful as it was. So to start to hear, you know, things in operation and the children singing was absolutely amazing. Not just when you sent through the sort of practice ones for us to have a listen to, but it was lovely hearing the children rehearsing in the school. Even if it wasn't your own class singing, you could hear the other children singing. And I think it really helped to bring everybody together. It was just absolutely lovely. And then when you hear the songs, you know, in their entirety, their final version, it's absolutely lovely to hear individual children shining on it. It isn't just about the whole class. It's about individuals that really, you know, excelled in their music talents, which was absolutely lovely to hear.
Well, at that point, let's hear one, shall we? We're going to hear the first track today, which is Deck the Halls at Kingsdown School. And Sophie, can you remind me which classes were performing this one? It's with David, isn't it? So it's going to be Vanessa's class.
Vanessa Deck the Halls, yeah, was that's Crocodiles and Bears.
Crocodiles and Bears. So for those that don't know, the classes are named after animals at Kingsdown School. So just in case we've gone mad. And this is Deck the Halls. Wasn't that wonderful? So that was Deck the Halls by the children at Kingsdown School. Now, the next one we're going to listen to is Fairy Tale in Kingsdown School. The sort of, yeah, the sort of the Fairy Tale of New York mixed with Dominic the Donkey. And this is very important, this one. I mean, I don't mind who answers this, but a lot of the children at Kingsdown School are non-verbal, aren't they? So that was going to be a challenge. Yeah. How do you get non-verbal children to sing on a CD? But of course, when you're a special school teacher, that's just a normal day, isn't it? It's about how you make things, you know, accessible for all children. So can you tell me a little about the Fishes class and what they did?
Yeah, so actually just this was the first track that I'd heard other than my own on the CD. And I must say, there was a moment for me. I absolutely love it. So when you hear it, I'm sure you'll share it with me. But they... they incorporated musical instruments into their song. Yes. So the children had like favourite instruments, children that they enjoyed playing, that they played during it. And we had the children's vocalisation. You can hear the children's vocalisations throughout. So, you know, when you, you know, hear a Christmas CD, you don't necessarily have to sing all the words in the right place, in the right way, in the right order. It's just their sounds and them. You can just hear their enjoyment throughout it. So that's what's great about that song in particular.
And their laughter, sure. The laughter, wasn't it? It's when they're laughing. I love that.
Yeah, definitely. And I know that a couple of other teachers in the other songs use switches. So a lot of our children use switches to communicate. So there are switches in some of the tracks where it's a recorded voice that the children are using there when part of their body to activate it, they used. And there's an iPad being used in, which is a form of, you know, communication system for the children.
Yes.
And And I think everyone's just, they've just adapted to what we would, you know, just to seeing on a track. We've just adapted that into many different forms for, to suit the children. Absolutely. In how we wanted them to be part of it.
Mm. Lisa, anything to add on that?
No, as Sophie said, it was lovely. The fish class was one of my favourite because I think it was most challenging to enable those children to be able to participate. Mm. Music is a real strength at Kingsdown School, and I think that it enabled, making the CD enabled the children to engage in their own ways.
Yes.
So like with the children in fish class that have profound and multiple learning difficulties, you know, just by playing instruments and giggling and laughing enabled them to put in their own little sparkle into the song.
Mm.
And a way of communicating and expressing their emotions with us.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, thank you. And now let's hear then the song Fairy Tale in Kingsdown School. Well, wasn't that wonderful? And just some of the laughter in there gets me every time. And this is the sort of thing we do at Kingsdown, you know, fairy tale in New York with all of the words that are quite controversial. We get rid of those and then we keep the tune. But then we add Dominic the Donkey. I mean, what could be better? Right, let's go straight on to another one before we talk again. And this is Kingsdown's very own version of my favourite Christmas song, Jingle Bells. Mm-hmm.
Hey!
Well, that was Jingle Bells by Kingsdown School, a track from their wonderful CD, which, ladies, it's called I'm Dreaming of a Kingsdown Christmas. Is that the name of the CD? Have I got that right?
Yes. Lovely. Yes, that's correct.
It's a fantastic title. And so have you had much feedback from the parents yet, or are a lot of them getting it for Christmas presents, do you think? My father's getting one for Christmas, so I'm assuming lots of parents will listen to it on Christmas Day. But have you had any individual parental feedback?
Yes, some of the parents have already contacted the school to let us know how thrilled they are with it.
Oh, good.
Although they appreciate that it will never take away that live performance that they usually see at Christmas and what they really appreciate, what they have said is that this is something that they will keep forever as a momentum of 2020 and all the stresses that we've had throughout it, but also obviously as a Christmas that will be like no other. So they're absolutely thrilled with it.
Yes, well, absolutely. I mean, not the main topic of this podcast, but can you just touch upon some of those issues and some of those problems that have been faced particularly by families of children with special needs? Because I know it's close to my heart and I've been spending a lot of time with the people, the adults mainly associated with the Music Man Project. But, you know, a word about the families and what they've been through, Lisa?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I can't speak personally on their behalf, but I do appreciate what a struggle it's been for them. And I think they have been absolutely amazing.
Yes.
When the lockdown first began and we were doing lots of home learning and teachers were online supporting the families, they weren't just supporting them with their learning and helping the parents continue with their child's learning, but they were a huge emotional support to them as well. It was a time where I know they really struggled and felt really alone and isolated.
Yes.
And then obviously things did get better.
Yes.
But again, it has been a huge struggle to keep up with what we think as normal.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, I'm struggling at the moment, just this whole sort of latest tier four stuff. And not in this moment. It's Christmas, we're on holiday, and that's fine. We should relax and enjoy ourselves with our families, though, you know, and I'm very lucky like that. But I don't know about you, but my anxiety comes from the fact that what's going to happen next month? What's going to happen the month after? When are we going to get back to normal? When am I going to do the things that I love doing at work in a full, fulfilling way? And that must be very hard. Well, for your teachers as well as the parents.
Yeah, it's emotionally very draining, I think.
Yes.
And all of the time as teachers, you're trying to put on that brave face, because you know that you've got children in front of you and you don't want them to pick up on any of that.
Yes.
But underneath it all, of course, we're all very emotional. And, you know, when plans get changed at the last minute, like they have done recently, it takes its toll on everybody.
Oh, no, absolutely. Right, let's cheer things back up again and let's hear Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree at Kingsdown School.
Turtles and Monkeys performance rocking around the Christmas tree.
Thank you. but we all are holy pop.
Mistletoe, and where you can see,
you can see
every couple tries to stop.
Stop! Stop!
Looking around the Christmas tree,
and not with what's in it, wailing.
Right, now the next track I want to talk about actually is Sophie's Class, I think, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which is absolutely wonderful. Sophie, tell me about this song, because did you choose this one yourself, or did the children choose it? What happened?
I will have to admit I chose it, because I did choose it, because it's a song that I remember from when I was at primary school, and we used to add the little bit in at the end
Yes. That
isn't on the track. Which is a bit of a jokey part of the song, and I just really envisioned the children having a lot of fun doing that. So I kind of suggested it to Dave, who is the teacher in my bubble class, and we kind of said, yes, that's great. And then our kind of minds ran a bit wild with it, as I'm sure you know, David, because you had to edit it.
Yes, it took a long time.
In what we wanted to do.
Yes.
But we just kind of felt that this song gave us the, you know, we were able to do what we wanted to do with it by adding all the children's vocalizations in that we wanted, allowing all the children to have a part in it that they could own themselves and have a lot of fun with it as well. And it's a fun song, and our children definitely had fun rehearsing it and recording it.
Oh, they did. It was brilliant. And you know, it's very important to say that there's a huge range of ability, isn't there, at Kingsdown? Because whilst we talked about some children who we were able just to record their laughter, just their vocalizations, anything, then we've gone up, you know, there's some children here that are learning words and can sing them all and remember them and play the notes on the instruments. And I think that's really nice, because we get a hope that the CD reflects that range. Because it's a huge range at a school like Kingsdown. Wouldn't you say? Do you agree?
Yeah, definitely. I think you could see in the rehearsal spaces that we had that, you know, you're talking, we had about 20 children each session to record. And we had parts, I know in our classes rehearsals, where we wanted to be quiet so one child could record. And, you know, you ask, you know, 20 children to be quiet, but they learn that, and that's all that engagement. I think that just shows you what music can bring. You know, music isn't just noise, it's the silence as well. And they learn that, and that was so beautiful that they kind of worked as a team together.
Yes.
So it wasn't just about recording the CD, you know, even though it's a wonderful end product and it's fabulous. But I think all those rehearsals leading up to it had so much in them. For the children, you know, it wasn't just a rehearsal. They learned and enjoyed like every moment of it.
That's brilliantly put, because it is a purpose and a focus for them to work towards, wasn't it? Which you might, with all this going on, you might just sort of meander along, not doing much for not doing much, you know, and that was really, really important. Sorry, Lisa, did you want to add something there?
Yeah, just to confirm what Sophie was saying, really, although the end result was absolutely amazing and the CD was fantastic, what was important for our children was the process of the process of leading up to it and the rehearsals and respecting each other and each of them having an opportunity to participate and contribute to it, but in their own way. So we were able, you know, our teachers are so clever in the way that they adapt the music in our school to enable the children to participate regardless of what their ability is and their strengths are. All of the children were able to contribute, which I thought was fantastic.
Absolutely. Right, well then, let's listen to Sophie's bubble, which is two classes. And so the names of your two classes, Sophie?
Elephants and Giraffes.
Elephants and Giraffes with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Oh, that was brilliant, wasn't it? I can see why you chose that one, Sophie. I particularly like the at Kingsdown, bum, bum. Now, we just got two more songs to go. The first one is by the Little Ones. And now, these are the Penguins and Ducklings, I think,
yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, these are early years children. So what age are they, Lisa?
Some of them will be four, five-year-olds.
Right. Gosh, and they are singing this, and we had a lot of fun recording this because we got them to do a lot of the different sounds, in particular the verse where we go ho, ho, ho. So you must listen out when we hear them, because Jenny and I all Christmas season have been going oh, 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 just like the CD, because it was so wonderful. So this song now is The Wheels on the Bus at Kingsdown, a special Christmas version featuring the Little Penguins and Ducklings.
Ho ho ho! Oh oh!
Ho!
Oh oh oh! Oh oh oh!
The lights on the tree go blink 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 blink. The lights on the tree go blink 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 on Christmas Eve. The reindeer on the roof go stomp stomp stomp. reindeer on the roof go stomp, stomp, stomp on Christmas Eve. The Santa in the chimney says ho, 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 ho,
ho, ho, ho, ho,
ho, ho,
ho, ho.
Right, well, we're nearly the end. Lisa and Sophie, thank you so much for being brilliant guests. Is there anything else you want to say or add about the CD, about Christmas, about Kingsdown School? Because now's your chance to the millions of people that listen to this podcast.
Okay, I'm going to go. I just wanted to say that I think music as a whole is so important to our children and in their lives. Mm. Because I think over the lockdown, they missed that live music. And I know that you worked hard over lockdown to ensure families had musical instruments and your Zoom events and things. And it was brilliant. And I think that nothing beats that live music. And when we were in school and we were just starting those rehearsals, you and Jenny were rehearsing with another class outside mine, and I think you played like two random notes on the piano.
Yes.
And nearly four children in my class ears pricked up, and they ran to the door.
Wow.
They were literally like, like David and Jenny, like the piano. And even though they'd seen you over Teams for our assemblies and things, and they've got to have that, which is fantastic that we can do. Just hearing that live, I wasn't prepared for the reaction that I saw from them. That's and I lovely. Think that just says it all, really, that we're just so lucky to be able to have that weekly with our children and to be able to share the music with them, because it really does, like, it, just their eyes brighten up, like, when they hear that music and when they can take part in it.
Well, thank you, and brilliantly said. Lisa, a final word from you.
Yes, just to reiterate what Sophie has said, but also to thank everybody involved, really. Sophie and I, you know, had a quick chat about it back in October, and it was, you know, the day later that she jumped into action and had all of these ideas buzzing around in her head and had plans in place, and it was basically taken out of my hands and she just ran with it, which was amazing. But also to thank you and Jenny and the Music Man Project for your contributions, because you're the one with the special techniques to be able to put it all together and make it as amazing as it became. So thank you ever so much. And basically, I hope that everyone else enjoys it, because it's wonderful to be able to share it with everybody.
Well, thank you. And thank you for being brilliant guests on this very special Christmas edition of the Music Man Project podcast. And let's finish with the last track of the CD, Merry Christmas, Everybody. And that's Merry Christmas, Everybody, from me, David Stanley, from Sophie and Lisa and everybody at Kingsdown School. Merry Christmas, ladies, and thank you.
Merry Christmas, thanks.
Merry Christmas.
It's the time that every Santa has a ball. Does he ride a red-nosed reindeer? So here it is, Merry Christmas. Everybody's having fun. Look to the future now. It's only just begun.
Are you sure you got the room to spare inside? Did the granny always tell you that the old songs are the best? Then she's up and walking, rolling with the rest. What does your daddy do when he sees your mama kissing Santa Claus?
This year, we tragically lost three of our friends. Elliot, a Music Man student from Essex. Riley, a Southend Saturday Music School pupil. And David Cater, a charity trustee and father of our resident conductor, Daniel. Our hearts go out to their families, and we will always treasure the memories of their time with us. Fundraising and donations have continued to help both local regional organisations and the national charity to maintain provision and even develop services further. It has been so exciting to see our musicians performing again, albeit in virtual concerts, such as all of their wonderful Christmas shows. 2019 was, of course, memorable for our Royal Albert Hall debut and our TV appearance. But 2020 shows us that our global campaign for accessible music education and performance opportunities will carry on whatever challenges we face. We will get to Broadway. We will start up new centres in the UK and reach new continents around the world. We will break more world records. We will return to the Albert Hall. We will have our own purpose-built facility too. Not even a global pandemic can stop us. And if anyone doubts you, remember how far you've come already. On behalf of my trustees at the Music Man Project charity, it is my privilege to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a new year full of peace and hope.
Tiny star lights up way up high. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born. Thank you.
seas. The winds have changed, whisper in their trees. And the water dealt bubble to Saturn. This comes to pass when a child is born.
And all of this happens because the world is waiting, waiting for one child, black, white, yellow, no one knows.
But a child now will grow up in tears to laughter, hate to love, all to peace, and everyone's neighbour.
And misery and suffering will be words forgotten.
Forever.
It's all a dream, an illusion now. It must come true, sometime soon, somehow. All across the land, dawns a brand new morn. This comes when a child is born. This comes to pass when a child is born.